Well, no, I can't tell where he lives, because he don't live, you see. Leastways, he's got out of the habit of living like you and me. Why, where have you been for the last 3 years that you haven't heard folks tell how Jimmy Bludsoe passed in his check the night of the Prairie Bell? He wa'n't no saint. Them engineers is pretty much all alike. One wife in Natchez under the hill, and another one here in Pike. A careless man in his talk was Jim, and an awkward hand in a row. But he never funked, and he never lied. Well, I reckon he never knowed how. And this was all the religion he had, to treat his engine well. Never be passed on the river, and to mind the pilot's bell. And if ever the Prairie Bell took fire, 1,000 times he swore he'd hold her nozzle agin the bank till the last soul got ashore. All boats has their day on the Mississippi, and her day come at last. The Movesta was a better boat, but the Bell, she wouldn't be passed. And so she came tearing along that night, the oldest craft on the line, with a nigger squat on her safety valve and her furnace crammed rosin and pine. The fire bust out as she cleared the bar and burnt the hole in the night, when quick as a flash she turned and made for that willow bank on the right. There was running and cursing, but Jim yelled out over all the infernal roar, "I'll hold her nozzle again the bank till the last loose ashore." Through the hot, black breath of the burning boat, Jim Bludsoe's voice was heard, and they all had faith in his cussedness, and they knowed he'd keep his word. And sure as you're born, they all got off before the smokestack fell, and Bludsoe's ghost went up alone in the smoke of the Prairie Bell. No, he wa'n't no saint, but at judgment I'd run my chance with him alongside of some pious gentleman that wouldn't have shook hands with him. Why, he seen his duty a dead sure thing, and he went for it there and then. And Christ, ain't it going to be too hard on a man that died for men?